Addison Egan, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Now that you've had 4 months to acclimate as well as carry on after your experience on The Voice, how in the musical world are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm super happy just living life, sort of getting back into the path of all new things. And it's been super, super great. And I've learned so much in the past few months. It's crazy.
Can you even stop and think what all you've learned? Have you had that luxury yet?
Oh, man. It's like my mind is constantly racing. I've learned about the business side of things. I've learned more about so many different genres and who to trust and who not to trust.
Very good point.
Yeah.
We wish we could trust everyone, but
I wish.
So good for you. And if things haven't exactly calmed down, are they falling into place into kind of an order so that you can get into efficient drive?
Slowly they are. They really are. And it seemed like it would be forever till then. Like 4 months ago, I'd be like, this is never going to work. But no, it's piece by piece. Everyone's coming together and everyone has helped so much. Putting the band together and my music director and stage manager, and we're getting the pieces there. The puzzle is almost complete.
Great. And yeah. Then you can go forward with it. So what's, if I use this term really loosely, a typical week for you these days?
Typical week for me. Well, there's normally always a show, either on a weekend or some random fundraiser, amazing group of people together doing some musical things during the week, which is always fun. And then I try to songwrite almost every day now.
Are you still going to school online?
Yes, online school. So I have finals in a few weeks.
And you are completing your
junior year?
Okay, good luck with the finals.
Yeah, hopefully that goes well.
Performance-wise, what's your geographical radius?
Again, I'm 17. I just got my permit. I can't, go everywhere. I sort of stay in the area. I do a lot of local shows, which is awesome because then you just see all your neighbors and friends there. Mm-hmm. And then I'm doing a lot of shows in Indy, and then I have a few shows in Detroit and Dayton and Columbus, so sort of in the area.
Tri-state?
Yeah, and then I have a few in Nashville, too.
Well, great. What are your thoughts on Nashville as you do get used to it and perhaps into the whole scene there?
Yeah, eventually I think it would definitely be super cool to do a tour all over the place. That would be so amazing. Hopefully one day that happens and lots of plane rides. I'm prepared for it.
That's right. That is another new thing in your life. If you're going to start driving and start taking all the plane rides that you need, you are really getting where you need to go. Good for you. Now, I know you're full of all kinds of life and fire and every creative juice is flowing, to be sure. Is there any venue or platform that you're particularly trying to access that you haven't yet?
There is one place that I would absolutely love to play, and it's the Tiny Desk Tours, an NPR Tiny Desk tour. That's how I find most of my favorite bands, so that would be like a dream come true to play.
Well, we'll see if we can help make that happen.
Yeah.
I bet we know enough people.
That would be amazing.
And I am curious, as much as happening in your world, and everything's new and every day has new wonderment to it, is there anything since you've been home that surprises even you?
I think the fact that I'm getting used to the normal, that's definitely surprising. I never expected to ever have a pattern, but it's super nice to kind of relax and feel like a normal person, even though your life is completely different than most other people
well,
that are
good.
17.
And that's important.
Yeah.
And of course, everyone wishes that for you, but I'm very happy to hear you say that.
Yeah.
And you seem to be wearing it all well.
Yeah, I try. I'm trying my best.
Good for you. Just as a follow-up to that, is it allowing you to go along at an accelerated speed and even pick up more, absorbing everything that comes at you?
Totally. Yeah. The more I get used to it and the more people come on board with sort of my team of people, the more I can learn and focus on different things instead of just all these words being spun in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a slow process in my brain, but actually more is happening. Which is good. So it's like a straight path now. It's not all crazy and like a spiral all the time, if that makes sense, to give you a visual of what my brain looks like. Yeah.
Yes, it does. And good for you because those connections are being made so fast and furiously. Great. So one big thing I know is on your agenda. That's the fundraiser you're doing real soon for Come To Go.
Yeah.
Specifically, why is that so important to you?
So I grew up in Come To Go, in their worship and in the music hall. That's where I met some of my closest friends. One of my closest friends, Grace Minnick, her dad was a pastor there, and she's also a local musician. I met so many amazing people there, and that's where I learned harmony. That's how I learned how to be on stage and be comfortable. So really, it's going to be such a great time to see a bunch of people that I know, family and friends, just singing. And I know it's going to be a lovely night for everyone there. I hope it will be for me, for sure.
As this sounds like a grand evening, and certainly a worthy cause, what did it mean to you to have that whole community's moral as well as financial support, especially the last couple of years when you really, really needed it to go forward?
Completely. They have definitely, to say the least, held everyone in my family's backbones up. They have been right there with us during the process, and they had lots of viewing parties every week on the show, The Voice. And yeah, they even helped pay some of our things that we needed to get paid while we were out in LA, because obviously my mom wasn't working and it was just me working out there. And we had to take months and months out of the year off. And they supported that, and they were all for us and supporting us in that. So it really was amazing what they did, and I couldn't even think of a better group of people to be surrounded with all the time.
It's special for all of you.
Yeah.
The fact that Come to Go, as well as the C2G Music Hall, separate but equal and wonderful, are here in Fort Wayne. It's just a point of pride, I think.
Completely. I'd agree. I think a lot of people love that spot and find inspiration in the people that are there.
What are you bringing to that benefit concert stage then?
So I'm going to do The Voice songs, of course, because those are some of my favorites and a lot of people know those songs.
Right. Popular demand. Pop
a few in those, but I love those songs. Also, I'm going to do some off of my old album, which I say is old, even though it's the only one out right now, but my second one is almost going
to
be out.
And since you're not old, it's hard for you to have an old album.
It's really only like a year and a half old.
When will the new album be out?
It'll be out in June, which is super exciting. Also at the benefit, I'm going to be playing a bunch of originals from that album and sharing a bunch of those stories from the past year of my life.
Oh, that's great. That's an especially wonderful touch to be happening at that benefit.
Yeah.
Project-wise, besides the CD, which is no small project in itself, what else is cooking in the studio?
Well, some fun things that happened. There's a single. My single is called No Way Out, which is on the album. And we just recorded a music video for that song, which I had never done a full production of a music video. Nigel Dick was the videographer. He's the person that made Britney Spears' music videos, which was amazing that I happened to be able to latch him onto the project. And my brother actually played the main character in the music video. He wants to be a videographer. And so it's very helpful for the videographer to be on the other side of the camera learning how to act and play that part. Nigel loves my brother and wanted him to do that. So I just saw it for the first time all put together this week.
And are we going to like it?
I am so, so excited. It's awesome.
And that's particularly sweet, I think, because you and your brother have always been partners in musical crime.
Completely. Yeah, we grew up in a worship band together. And then we had church band. And then we had our separate band that we'd play little gigs wherever. And he was always my bass player and brother and friend. And it would help set up my sound system and gear.
And so now he's your partner in video crime as well.
Yeah, totally.
Too sweet. What are you writing?
I'm writing a lot. I'm writing more than I ever have. I used to write a song maybe like once a month, but now it's almost every day that I think of at least a line or something. Just because there's so much going on around me and I'm meeting so many people, there's so many new experiences. A lot of my songs are about the people I meet and the stories they have, because within a person, there's so many stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just like to talk to people and find something to write about them.
So the more you do, the more hungry you are to do some more. And
exactly.
It's all about the storytelling.
Exactly. Totally.
We hope that never changes.
I don't think it will.
Are you managing to keep connections with your friends far and near as you hoped you'd do once you got back?
Completely. Actually, my friends on The Voice, I'm still super close with. And there's actually a girl from Fort Wayne on The Voice this season, too, who I am in contact with.
Great.
And messaging. So I'm staying in contact with a bunch of people. I just went out and visited Brooke Simpson, who came in third place, and she just moved to LA. And then my family and friends here, of course, I love and are better than ever. I finally have time to sort of sit down and relax with them and hang out with them and feel like a normal person again.
Everything changes, of course, for everybody day to day, especially at your age. But are you maintaining plain old you and plain old them and having that special relationship?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think I've really changed in who I am as a person, which is a relief. Definitely, there's a lot of pressure about that. Keeping the good friends that I have really kept me who I am and reminded me who I am before this whole Voice thing happened.
And you're blessed in all of that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
For sure.
For sure.
Okay, it sounds like you have a more than full work and play and creativity load, but knowing you, is there anything else that you should tell me about that you haven't that's a big part of your life right now?
Of course there's more. There's always more with me. So I just found out I'm going on a missions trip to the Dominican Republic. It doesn't really have anything to do with music. Of course, I'll always be singing and humming along, but I'm just there to help, and I'm doing it with a group called the Barnabas Task, and we're helping with a clinic and a bunch of needs. And I'll be over there for about a week, and I'll come back and probably write a bazillion songs about it.
Oh, I bet you will. Whether you're officially playing music or not, that's certainly in a hotbed of amazing musical custom. Are you taking a guitar with you?
I'm not taking a guitar, but they have worship leaders over there, so there's going to be a guitar. I'm going to find a guitar over there.
Will you bring back a world of wonderment from that trip?
I'm sure it will be easy. There will be a lot to write about.
So, Addison, you're now barely 17, but you got a world of energy and motivation and talent and grace carrying you along. And you have always been a planner. Bottom line, where do you feel like you're headed?
With all the support and help that I've been getting, to me it looks pretty straightforward and straight up, which is amazing with this new album coming out and hopefully a tour that we're starting to plan. Yeah, step by step, but hopefully we're on our way up. That's what I'm hoping for.
And you're not tired of the journey?
No, not at all. The journey's half the fun.
Addison Egan is a Fort Wayne musician continuing on her journey after finishing second on NBC's The Voice in 2017. Addison, continued good music to you and carry it on.
Thank you. I'm so glad I came here today. Thank you for having me.
Let her say bye to her friends. It's harder than.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek, speaking with Addison Egan, a Fort Wayne, Indiana native and second place winner in NBC's The Voice. The music you're hearing is Colorado, an original Addison performed with Grace Minnick earlier this year on WBOI's Meet the Music. You can hear more of Julia Meek's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI. Find a new church that you love like the ones here. Let the people rejoice in knowing that she's there. Let them love her like we love her here. But let her struggle so she can find that you're near.
and the memories she'll make. Let her always give more than she takes in her.